Tech Canada is pleased to provide the monthly Anderson Economic Report exclusively to our members to offer professional updates on the current economic environment in Canada, the USA, and globally. Drawing on his extensive experience as the former Assistant Chief of the Bank of Canada's Research Department, Dr. Peter Anderson provides valuable economic insights, tailored to assist you in making better business decisions. If you haven't yet joined Tech Canada as a member, here is an exclusive glimpse into three key insights featured in the January 2024 report. Insight 1. Canada. Canada's mid-2023 economic slowdown, attributed to wildfires, energy production shutdowns, and port disruptions impacting exports, is considered temporary. Despite a GDP decline, strong underlying demand persists, driven by a cautious business strategy, causing inventory burn. The domestic economy grows with sustained final domestic demand and an expected substantial government sector contribution. Positive factors, including wage inflation, personal saving, and job availability, support consumer spending, providing a positive economic outlook for Canada into 2024. Insight 2, United States. The U.S. job market shows signs of a slowdown with decreased hiring intensity and a decline in temporary help employment. However, overall job market health is maintained, with job vacancies exceeding the number of unemployed. Non-farm payroll job growth in November is respectable, contributing to real income increases. Declining gasoline prices and stable house prices enhance consumer purchasing power and sentiment. The unemployment rate stands at a historic low of 3.7% and strong 2.6%. GDP growth in the fourth quarter suggests the Federal Reserve can afford to delay rate cuts. Insight 3. The global economy. After a two-year increase until mid-2022, global commodity prices stabilized. Plywood and millwork prices rose, while lumber and industrial chemicals declined in 2023. Fertilizer prices rebounded, but agricultural prices, especially grain, weakened. Copper prices rose due to increased Chinese imports and a weaker U.S. dollar, influenced by the Federal Reserve signaling potential rate cuts in 2024. This led to a 2% rebound in the Canadian dollar. And that concludes this month's sneak peek. Looking for the full Anderson Economic Report? Tech members can access it through the research section of the Tech Canada app.